Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 26, 2022. It is shamanic breathwork night, an intense experience that can really help you dump that heavy energy and move more profoundly into bliss and awakening. So what we'll do after this little intro is I'll call the directions and allies of the Mesa, set our container up. Then I'll read our instructions, and then we'll get the music mix fired up. I'm hoping that y'all have, if possible, downloaded that mix so you can play it on your local system. It'll sound better that way, and that will minimize the chances of a glitchy interruption, which can happen. I will stream the mix over Zoom, but it won't be as good quality, and there is danger of interruption of the mix. So we'll work with what we got. All right, so just double check who's here. Welcome to Anjali, Colin, Eric, Janet, Lauren, Michelle and Patricia, and there may be others joining us too, and there are certainly more joining us on the recording. So welcome to one and all. Okay, so I'm just going to fire up the sacred container and the embodied awakening protocol. After that, I'll get the instructions, and then we'll jump into the actual process. So I invite you, as always, and especially with this one, you want to have your undivided attention on the event. So I invite you to let everything else go and just be fully present with what we're doing. Please remain passive while I call the allies and the directions. You may feel them coming into your body in such a wonderful way. And if you feel that, just passively notice what's happening. If you don't feel it, then just feel your breath come and go passively. And the energy release, I was already firing up with my yawns. Here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Huichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, for myself, also for myself. Maximum Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self. Ama, the hugging saint, ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our sacred container. If anyone hearing my voice live or on the recording would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. And we'll leave just a moment for them to join us. Just a moment longer for additional allies. All right, thank you. Okay, so let's cover the most critical things in the instructions. I'm hoping you have read the instructions already, as you may have found them on the information leading to the event. So highlights, the mix was about an hour. Text me at 828-338-9852 during the mix if you need support, but only if you're on the live call. If you're on the recording, it's too late. After the recording's over, then come back on Zoom if you haven't been there for the music, and we'll complete the process with an integration period. The shamanic breathwork process is a powerful healing process. It can reconnect you with your own inner healer. Old wounds, dysfunctional patterns can be released and transformed. You can regain lost soul parts, bring wholeness and healing to yourself. I am a certified shamanic breathwork facilitator, certified by the Venus Rising Association for Transformation. You're going to breathe with your eyes closed. In fact, let's do this opening meditation now, because sometimes I forget if I don't do it right on the spot. So right now we've already called allies, but if you have a particular intention for this breathwork, then I invite you to just take a moment. And let me, before I have you do this, just know that no intention is fine. And often I go into shamanic ceremony with no intention at all, just knowing that highest good will be done, and that the wisdom of the process and the wisdom and benevolence of the allies will bring up whatever needs to be brought up. So setting an intention is not required, but if you want to, you can. And then we'll release it at the end with the karma-free safety clause. So take a moment. If there's any particular desire you have for a particular healing or empowerment or whatever you might want, just take a moment and let the allies know that now. Just a moment longer to wrap up your intention statement. Okay. So I like to close all intention statements with the karma-free safety clause. So if you want to repeat it after me, repeat now. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Alrighty. So the music is going to start really rythmic and intense. This is designed to break through any energetic blockages and facilitate cathartic release. It's going to get more and more high vibration toward the end. It is designed for healing, not necessarily enjoyment. You might like it, you might not, but know that it's doing its work, especially when you don't like it. Deep, steady breathing will get you through all challenges. You will be able to handle anything that comes up, and your inner wisdom will only bring up experiences that you're ready for. Your shamanic journey may include this physical reality, the inner worlds, shamanic allies such as power animals, divine beings, cosmic bliss, and such. During the journey, you can lay, sit, stand, or dance. Most people start laying down, but if your body wants to move, by all means, let it move. You can scream, shout, laugh, cry, or remain silent. You can do whatever facilitates your healing process as long as you say stay safe. No one is going to hear you. If you have your camera off, nobody is going to see you. So the music's going and you're in your private space, but energetically joined. So whatever your body wants to do, let it do it. I'll tell you about the breath and then we'll practice it briefly. The breath that we do for this is deep and rhythmic. You're going to fill your lower belly and on each inhalation. And when you're doing the breathwork breath, there is no pause between exhalation and inhalation. Any nose or mouth combination is fine. I usually do mouth both ways because it just moves more air, but do what's comfortable for you. This is not hyperventilation. It is super oxygenation. A hyperventilation would look like a dog panting. That's not what we want. We want like, where you're going very deep, a very deep full breath, and a strong puff out, and then back in again. That's super oxygenation, and that's what helps create the altered state. This can release blocked energy and facilitate easy transition into altered states and shamanic journeys. The idea is to breathe until you are surprised. In fact, let's do it now. Last time I forgot to practice the breath with you, so I don't want to do that again this time. So we're going to do this for like 30 seconds, and it's going to astonish you, if you haven't done this before, how altered you can get just with 30 seconds of this intense breathing. So I'm going to set up my timer for 30 seconds. Hang on. I'm going to be true to my word here. Okay. So first, again, I'll demonstrate. So again, you can use any nose or mouth combo you want. I like mouth both ways. And again, just to illustrate for a moment before we all do it together, it's going to look kind of like this. And again, your rate is up to you, but that's a demonstration of a pretty fast rate. So we're going to do that just for 30 seconds, just to practice. And the idea is, notice there was no pause in or out. You're doing it constantly, or either breathing in or breathing out constantly. So let's do that just for 30 seconds. I'll cue you to start. I'll cue you when to stop. Let's start it right now. Halfway there. All right, that's 30 seconds. You can rest. Just take a moment and see how you feel. I am just so lightheaded and altered. Again, just 30 seconds of strong breathing. That's, whoa, that's big magic right there. So just the breath, even with that music, can do a lot. So now I'm going to say this. I'll probably say it again because it seems to not matter how often I say this. People don't always hear it. You only do that intense breathing until you get into your journey. That is your transition to the altered state where, the inner world is happening, the journey is happening by itself, whatever. And then you don't have to do the deep breathing. You can just relax and let the breath do whatever it wants. And as long as you're in the journey, no special breathing is necessary. Then once that journey fades out and you're back in more regular reality, you're aware of the room around you and you're in more regular 3D again, then you start breathing again and you fire up the breathing for as long as it takes until you're surprised, until the next journey starts, and you just run the cycle. You breathe yourself strongly into the next journey, you let the breath do it at once while you're in the journey, then when you transition out, you want to start another journey, just start the strong breathing and again. So again, no need to do the breathing the whole time. That would be exhausting. So just breathe when you need to get into a journey, and when you're in the journey, don't worry about the breath. Okay. The breath is like an accelerator pedal. Faster breathing creates more intensity, slower is less intense. If you have to go to the bathroom during the mix, that's fine, but keep the music playing because we want to be in sync at the end when we come back together. If you want, after the Zoom call, you can take 10 or 15 minutes to draw a mandala, just a visual representation if you want. That can be part of an integration process. Whatever, you know, I use pastels and paper, but whatever you want, and that's optional. It's good to integrate afterwards to capture any resonance from the journey that you might be able to take forward with you somehow. Okay. As I mentioned, I invited you to download the mix in advance. You've done it or you haven't. You can just have the music stream over Zoom instead of play locally, whatever you want to do. However, if you are, if your music playback device is the same as the device on which you're doing the call, then if you have it locally downloaded, then you'll probably want to get off the Zoom call while you're playing your hour mix. Once the mix is done, get back on Zoom and rejoin us for the end. And again, if we get slightly out of sync, it probably wouldn't be more than a minute or two's variance. That's why you don't stop the music once it starts playing. And I've already told you, have a great sound system if you can. You know, a subwoofer is great. If not, even headphones can give you a strong experience. If it feels too intense, step one is to, slow down the breathing. If it's still too intense, turn down the volume of the music. I like to have the music as loud as it can be without it hurting your ears. Especially if you've got a subwoofer, that vibration of the bass can be very powerful in, you know, facilitating the journey. Again, food, moot point by now. It was good to have finished eating at least 2 hours before. I recommend no psychoactive substances. This will be enough of an altered state. This kind of breathwork plus altered states could be too much for some people. And if you're on psychoactive substances, I can't guarantee you that it won't be too much. Once we share afterwards, there's a confidentiality agreement. Obviously this is going on a recording on Awakening Plus, so anyone at Awakening Plus can hear the sharing, but don't share outside of Awakening Plus except for your own personal experience. I'm going to ask you to commit to stay for the entire event, including the integration afterward, the first time. So if it's your first time with this mix, whether you're live or on the recording, please stay to the end after all the sharing is done. Then if you want to come back and do the same mix again later, it's fine just to do the music part and not anything else. But the first time, it's better to go ahead and do the integration. That creates a strong container and, you know, completion of the event. Also, it's best to stay in the process until the end, especially if you feel like not staying, because I've had this experience a number of times where I'm in my process, something really intense and challenging is coming up, which is what this stuff is designed to do. It's designed to bring up the challenging material. And part of you will say, I want to flee. I don't want to do this anymore. It's too hard. It's too scary. It's too painful. And you'll want to just, you know, turn off Zoom or stop the music and just go do something else. And that's not a great idea, because then you've got the thing halfway cleared and stirred up. And if you then don't fully clear it, then it can be even worse than if you hadn't stirred it up at all. So go all the way through the process. And, you know, unless an emergency comes up and you really do absolutely have to abandon the process someone needs to go to the hospital or something, you know, then just stay with it to the end if you possibly can, because staying in the container and working with this heavy stuff all the way to the end will give you a much better chance of clearing it than if you, you know, abort halfway through. Sitter, if you have someone who's sitting there with you to support you, great. You should have worked out your agreement already, what they can and cannot do, if they need permission from you to do anything, if they're allowed to touch you or hold space or whatever your agreement is, have that clear with them. If you do have a sitter, have them walk with you to and from the bathroom if you're going during the event, because you may be more altered than you realize. A lot of times you don't realize how profoundly your state has changed until you get up and try to walk. It can be interesting. Okay. I recommend dim lighting, but be able to get to and from a bathroom safely. I recommend a pallet on the floor rather than a bed, if possible, because you can fall out of a bed and hurt yourself if you get really altered and moving around. But on a pallet, you're fairly safe. It's a 2-inch fall, and you're probably not going to get hurt that way. You know, have, you know, changes of clothing, layers you can take on and off, coverings, you know, just stuff to work with temperature change, which can happen. Good to have close by water in a closed container, a notepad and pen or pencil. There's other optional stuff I've mentioned. And I have the participant release form at the end saying, basically, I'm not liable for any damage or death that comes to you. And you do this at your own risk. I've never known anyone to die during a breath work or even be seriously injured. But, you know, the training I got emphasizes that we have to include this disclaimer if we're going to call it shamanic breath work. So I include this. I truly don't expect anyone to have any harm done to them. But if it does, then I'm not liable, is the bottom line of that. So hate to close on that legalistic note, but that's where it goes. All right, so I need to know if anyone has any questions or concerns. You are currently, if you're on the live call, able to unmute or type in the chat. So I'm going to leave just a moment. If anyone has a question, concern, either type it or speak it, please. Last call for questions or concerns from the live participants. Alrighty. So I'm going to set up Zoom to transmit. Again, if you have downloaded your mix and it is, you're going to play from the same system that you're doing Zoom right now, you'll want to get off Zoom when I start the music, play locally. Once your local mix ends, then get back on Zoom and join us at the end, please. If you're going to stream from Zoom, then obviously stay on Zoom. All right, we're going to share sound. Okay. All right, let's do a quick test. Let me just do one more thing here. And as a reminder, if you need to get support from me, if you're on the live call, text me at 828-338-9852. Again, that's in the written notes there. So I'm about to test the sound, and it's going to be loud. So be notified that you're about to have loud music come over your system. Be ready for that. And I'm going to play just a quick excerpt to make sure that it's transmitting well. So we're going to start that in, again, this is only the test, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So in the chat, please give me some feedback on that. How was that? Tell me it was good or bad, or I got a thumbs up from Risa. I need to get my chat available again. I got a thumbs up and a yes. Good. Okay. Excellent. Sounds like we're good. All right. Thank you very much. Just wanted to make absolutely sure. I don't want an hour of crappy sound of music coming on. So we got good sound. I'm sharing the screen now, and we're about to start the actual Zoom call. So this will take 59 minutes and change. And once the music's over, if you had to go off Zoom, come back and join us if you're on the live call. If you're on the recording, it's all stitched together and you can just let it play all the way through on its own. Okay, so once again, I'm going to remind you one more time, you only do the strong breathing until you're in the journey, and then you don't worry about breathing while you're in the journey. Once the journey fades, if you want to go into another round of journeying, you breathe strong until the journey starts, then you don't worry about the special breathing. Okay, so I wanted to be sure to say that twice because that's so important. Okay, so here we go. Let's do this, folks. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. Thank you. longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever blew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens. I've been in love with you. Stronger than any mountain cathedral, truer than any tree ever grew, deeper than any forest primeval, I am in love with you. I'll bring fire in the winters, you'll send showers in the springs, we'll fly through the falls and summers with love on our wing. Through the years, as the fire starts to mellow, burning lines in the book of our lives, though the binding cracks and the pages start to yellow, I'll be in love with you. I'll be in love with you. Higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you. I am in love with you.
Okay, let's start to slowly come back. Looks like most everybody's here on Zoom. So just make sure you're in your body. Just see if you feel different now than before the breathwork began. And take all the time you need to reintegrate. And if you feel like sharing, you can unmute and speak. Unmuting is now allowed, or you can type in the chat if you feel like it. It's up to you. So just, we'll just kind of be in the nice energy. And if someone wants to pop in, great. And we'll just hold space while we see if anyone wants to ask a question or share an experience or whatever. think the last time we did breath work, there were literally no comments at the end, if I recall correctly. Everyone was so deep in their space. So once again, there's an invitation to anyone who would like to speak. Just unmute yourself or type in the chat. Questions, feedback, anything you feel called to share. And this may be another of those nights when there's just no feedback at all, and that's fine. So we'll make this the last call. Oh, someone's typing. Risa says, sending regards from my kitty Oscar. He came in about halfway through and clearly loved it. I'm glad that Oscar enjoyed the music. Thank you for sharing that, Risa. And Anjali, hi.
Hi, I figured I'd share.
Please.
I'm still marinating in it. Though I love the shamanic breathwork evenings, and tonight's was just a little different in the flow for me. And I got a really personalized experience that I really needed. Usually I just come in and I'm like, hey, whatever needs to happen. And tonight was very, very specific about the intentions and wanting some very clear guidance. And somewhere just past the halfway mark, my guides got very clear. And it's almost like they just sat me right down and told me line by line these little bullet points of what I need to do next. Really? And it was like so clear and so welcome. And after a ton of emotions came up. So a great, great directive night for me. Thank you.
Wonderful. So glad you got that benefit. Thanks for sharing that, Anjali. And Lauren has typed. Oh, Michelle typed. The song at the end brought immense tears that just poured out. Perfect ending. Yeah, that was Longer by Dan Fogelberg. Lauren says, yes, I had the same experience, Michelle. A lovely cry. It really helped. Wow, I'm so glad that was a good ending song. Sweet. So I really appreciate all the feedback. Would anyone else like to share verbally or by typing? Okay, last call for questions or feedback. Thank you, Alice, for this really sweet energy. I don't know if y'all can feel what I'm feeling, but it's a really sweet, subtle stasis field. Particularly noticeable in the top part of my head. And well beyond it too. Okay, so we are gonna close up shop. So please stay with me while I close the mesa and thank and dismiss our allies. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti Huichi. Thank you, Alice, for holding space for this lovely event. Thanks for helping everyone in their own unique need, in your own unique way. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this, live or on a recording, for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay. So that's it. Unless anyone wants to jump in immediately, speaking or typing anything, we'll leave just a few seconds for any last minute feedback. If not, we'll end the call. So last call for anything. Michelle types great music. Thank you, Michelle. All right, I guess we'll close with that. Thanks everyone for having the courage to come do this. It's an intense event, but it can really shake things up and accelerate your growth. All right, many blessings to everybody. I wish you the best of everything. And for those who are hearing this live or very soon, it's October 26, 2022. Tomorrow night, we do Ask Us Anything. So show up for that if you have something you'd like to ask or want to be part of the Wisdom team sharing ideas with folks who show up. And of course, we'll have a whole new slate of events in November. Many thanks to everyone. Many blessings. Goodbye.